How can this be bad news? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. You've heard the latest figures on how much we're all making, right? And who's making it?
Across the country, Americans are losing ground, and the disparity between rich and poor is growing.
Poverty experts can't understand it.
Most people thought that inequality would decline in a recession. It didn't. It's still ticking up.
And listen to this.
The top 20% of earners in the country now make more than half of the income generated in the U.S. And the poorest 20% earn only 3% of the country's income.
But is this bad news? Isn't this exactly what the loudest voices in America have been demanding? Or have we already forgotten?
If this does not stop, then we're going to become the United Socialist States of America.
We were all told there was a socialist in the White House determined to punish the rich.
You're taking money away from them and you're giving it to people who don't. That's called income redistribution. It's a socialist tenet.
Bill.
Come on, you know that.
But the figures show that we can relax. Because with every new number that shows the income gap getting wider, we move that much farther away from the equality that Glenn Beck has warned us about.
I believe there's a socialist agenda there for America.
That Ann Coulter has so heroically opposed.
No, I never said I'd vote for a socialist who wants to surrender.
As it turns out, Ann, you needn't have worried.
Low-skill labor is really in trouble. The traditional ways they moved into the middle class are dead in the water.
Problem solved. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.